Thank you for patiently holding for me. My name is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at the fraud department. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, my name is Enrique Demont, and I'm calling. They transferred me to you because there's a charge on my credit card. I already contacted them, and they doing the fraud stuff. And they're gonna send me a new card. You know, so I never ordered that. You know, the previous representative that I talked to, she told me that it's a generator. I never, you know, requested that. So please remove it because my credit card is already being taken care of. As far as I reported to fraud, you.
Okay. Well, Mr. Demont, I'd be glad to look into this for you. I'm just pulling up the account that was sent over with your call. So if you can just allow me a couple of seconds here. It's just currently loading the information for me.
Okay.
I appreciate your patience.
Sure. Excuse me.
Okay, and can you verify the address just for security purposes, please?
Yes, 9026 Pine Breeze Drive, Riverview, Florida. 33578.
All right. Thank you for that information. All right. So looking at the account, it's showing here that there was a contest entry for a generator that was completed with us online for $5.74 back in September. Do you recall doing any type of surveys of any sort online where it told you that you could win a generator?
Vaguely, I remember seeing something like that, but I don't remember ordering a generator. If they say, you know, you got it, you know, you won a generator, and it took $5 to do it, then that was a kind of deception, you know.
Okay. Yes, sir. And I'm sorry for any confusion. It looks as though that when that contest entry was placed, it automatically signs the customer up for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. And what that is, is we send you a gift card. It's a voucher that you can use at the Factory Direct store. You get that via email. That voucher is valued at $125 to make different purchases with. But the service renews each.
Yeah, that's good. But I'm not interested. Like I said, I didn't want to do that. You know, it was kind of deceptive to say you want a generator, you know, if you pay $575. I don't know for what was that for, so maybe I did, but, you know, I did not order that, okay? So please, you know, like I said, I already contacted my credit card. They're going to, you know, report us through it, so they're going to, you know, do everything. So might as well, you know, bring the money back and just let nothing happen, okay?
Okay, sir. Well, if you're saying that you vaguely recall, you know, doing some form of an entry for the generator, then technically per those terms and conditions, the charge would be valid. But what we can do, because you've already filed a dispute with your bank, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so if you've already filed a dispute with the bank, I mean, we would be willing to process a 50% courtesy refund back on these two latest charges, but we would need the bank on the line to do that in order to drop that dispute that you filed. If you've already given it to your banking institution to handle for you, then that takes it away from us being able to assist with a refund.
Excuse me for a second.
You're okay. Yes.
Okay, what happened is, you know, like I say, you know, I remember vaguely and something about the $5, but I do not remember ordering the generator because if I would have known, I would not have ordered it. You said that I want a generator. I remember that. Therefore, you know, I submitted the $5. So what I would recommend, go ahead, remove that, because I did, you know, with that credit card, I did. But they told me to call you guys because I did not remember anything about doing that. So that's the reason that I called, because I will call them back. I'm going to tell them, hey, you know, please go ahead and still report it as fraud and we finish. But if I could do it through you right now, I'd rather do that. I don't want to be on the phone for 20 minutes like I did with you guys for almost an hour. I had to have you guys call me back Which it was myself calling back. I was in the queue, you know, so.
Right. No, I understand. And we will be more than happy to help you with the refund. I mean, I can leave a notation on the account stating that we will process a full refund for these November charges. But we still need you to call back with your bank on the line, because if there's a dispute already filed, we need them to tell us on the recorded line they're dropping that dispute so that we can process a refund.
No, I didn't. I remember I did. I called them up, okay? But they told me to call you guys first because I did not remember at that time until I talked to the representative that answered the phone, you know? That's when I did. So that's why I say I'd rather have you do everything here. However, there was another charge from another company. That's why I reported as fraud, and they do it. They cancel the credit card. That's going to send me a new one. But with you guys, and also they're going to get that money back. Now, with you guys, you know, I'd rather do it through you. Of course, I have to call them back and say, hey, you know, everything's okay, or, you know, add this one for the fraud. But, you know, now we have it straight, so I would rather have you that you take care of that issue, you know, from your end.
Right. And at this point in time, sir, since you did state on this recorded line that you did file the dispute, we need them on the line to drop the dispute so we can refund it. The faster you can call back with the bank on the phone, the faster we can get this handled for you.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. I already did, but not for you guys. Okay, I did it from another company. Okay.
I understand. But when I asked you, sir, a little earlier in the call, I said, did you dispute the charges? And you stated, yes, at this point in time, we can't backtrack that. Now we need the bank on the phone to verify there is no active dispute for November charges. And we will be so happy to refund those two charges in full for you. And I can leave a notation on the account stating we will do just that if you can call back with your bank.
Okay. So they're going to, how about if they call you? They're going to have to call you, right?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no problem. I haven't called you, and they'll take care of that issue then.
Awesome. Not a problem. And we did cancel this account for you, so this stops all future charges effective immediately.
Okay. Is any money taken? Was that the first payment of $60-something dollars?
You have the November charges. There's $39.99 and $67.32. I left a notation on the account stating that if you call back with the bank, we can, or have the bank contact us, that we can refund each of those charges in full.
Okay, good. We'll do that then. Hey, thank you so much. Huh? And what's your name again, ma'am?
My name is Kayla.
Okay, Kayla. It's a pleasure. And I'm going to have them call you either today or tomorrow. More likely
that will
later
be
on.
Fine.
You know?
Not a problem. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Sure. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.